News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The independent TD from Wexford, Verona Murphy, has called for the resignation of the new planning regulator, Niall Cusson, for his Marxist and Stalinist policies. Verona Murphy joins us now. Verona is likening the planning regulator's approach to Stalin and Marx, not ridiculous and actually offensive as well.
No, because that's exactly what the planning policy, the current planning policy is. It corrals low-income earners into high-density dwellings. And that, in effect, is going to be... Because if you look at, there's laws, it's quite complicated, but there are density issues. And the issue with density is that the planning policy, from that the regulator interprets to mean that there are a minimum density requirements, and that would mean 35 dwellings per hectare. Now, the fact is, that is not the case. There are no minimum densities. It has now been clarified by the minister, contrary to the regulator's letter to Wexford County Council. The minister clarified it on the 24th of April. The regulator is failing to recognise that clarification. And the effect of high density...
When you say the minister, you're talking about Eamon Ryan, are you?
No, it's housing and local government. So it's Darragh O'Brien is actually the Minister for Housing, but in this case, it's Peter Burke who's in planning and local government.
Okay. The reality here is that what the planning regulator is doing is simply enforcing the government's own policy, the government's own plan. You were a member of that government party up to 16 months ago or so. And what we're really talking about here is one-off housing. You don't want to use that language because you know maybe it's quite emotive with a lot of people, but that's what we're talking about here, stopping one-off housing, which has damaged the fabric of rural Ireland.
Shane, you're absolutely right. That's the reality. What is happening is the planning regulator is actually overstepping his mark. His only function is an oversight function of the planning process. He no longer has any actor part in policy formation. That is something for the county council.
But he does have a role if county councils... Sorry, Verona. He does have a role if county councils refuse to adapt and adopt policies that are in keeping with the national strategy. That is his job. That is his function.
Yeah, Shane, I think there might be a slight issue here. I actually have an opinion from the former Attorney General and Senator Michael McDowell, who's a senior counsel, who says that the planning regulator has overstepped his mark and acted ultra vires in relation to his correspondence with Wexford County Council. Now, the issue here is who's regulating the regulator, because it would appear he's not listening to the minister and taking no cognizance of it. Now, it is a new office, and it is an office that wasn't there during the formation of our last county development plans. But this is a bone of contention, and this you cannot have a regulator who is trying to force a remit that he doesn't have.
Okay. Can I read you what the regulator said in the office said in a statement to us? No, sorry, hang on. I'm putting the questions here. It said the regulator said our submission. It said it's completely erroneous to suggest that we're calling for high density developments for smaller rural towns and villages. Our submission makes the point that the densities for larger towns envisaged in the plan are very low and are therefore likely to create urban sprawl on the outskirts of towns, leading to weak town centres and car dependency. That is entirely reasonable, is it not?
No, it's not, because it's not true. I mean, what the regulator has put in his correspondence to Wexford County Council is not less than 30. That does not exist in any of the guidelines. It's paraphrasing and a misrepresentation. The rest is all very flowery language to do with planning policy, but this regulator has misinformed and
let's cut
paraphrased
through the flowery language then. Are you calling for a return of one-off housing?
There's no such thing as a return of one-off housing, Shane. It hasn't gone anywhere. And I appreciate that you're asking the questions, but you've asked me on to ask me questions. I've clearly told you that there is an issue with the planning regulator, and I have a senior counsel's opinion
that
affects his remit. But I mean, you're saying this is This is an assault on the democracy of rural Ireland, okay, because the function of planning is that of county councillors.
Absolutely, and you're entitled to that opinion, but I suppose I'm asking you the question.
That is not an opinion, Shane, that's a fact.
Sorry, it is an opinion. Can I ask you the question again, though? Are you in favour of one-off housing? Is this what this is about? I just want to cut to the chase on it.
This is about how we live in rural Ireland versus a planning policy that has been developed to do with nothing other than transport and climate change. There has no account been taken, Shane, of the pandemic that we now find ourselves in, where people are having to work from home or being directed to work from home or want to work from home. If you live in Wexford and you are working for Google, you may well be told that there is no issue, you can work from home. But if you can't build a house that accommodates that in the future, why would we not be taking cognizance of the pandemic
Can I take it very finally that it is, what you're saying is, let's have one-off housing?
No, I think it's important to make the point that there is no cognizance in the planning policy taking account of people's health. That's very, very important.
But you've said that for me. You haven't answered my question.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Shane. One-off housing is still allowed. I think you're misunderstanding this. This is about forcing people to live in high-density settings, low-income earners into the town, because the requirement and the criteria for one-off housing is very difficult to meet. And that should not be the case. 60% of Wexford's population live in rural County Wexford. I don't see why that would change. I mean, instance, Blackwater, somewhere your listeners would be very familiar with, is going to be allowed 12 houses be built until 2027. This is
Verona, we do have to leave
this
it there.
Is rural
Ireland. We have your point. Verona Murphy, Independent TD, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.